Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 3rd of October. I don't know whether you can hear it. Even the magpie in my garden's laughing. They've released a statement. They've released a statement. You love to see it, don't you? You just love to see it. I could not believe my eyeballs. I didn't see it. I think it's Sunday this was done. All right, somebody let me know yesterday. My phone's been blowing up. Liverpool Football Club release a statement. Do me a favour. Inject it into me. This is, it's amazing. I'm finding it, again, when you sort of look and study people, the entitlement, the fact that it is incredible. Where was the statement when Wolves didn't get the goal last year? Where was the statement when Arsenal didn't get a goal, which was a VAR offside cock-up, didn't check the phase of play? Arsenal I'm talking about. When am I ever going to defend Arsenal scoring a goal? Arsenal had a clear goal disallowed, didn't check the play. Wolves last year against Liverpool, clear goal, offside, didn't spot it. It's absolutely incredible how one football club, and this is why I fucking hate them, one football club can shape a narrative so much, and we are still talking about this now. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and for fucking ever more. Just imagine this game on Sunday was Burnley West Ham. Do we honestly think? What about Sheffield United, who got relegated when a goal was missed? What about when Roy Carroll? How far are we going to go back? Roy Carroll, the ball was clearly over the line. TV pictures show the ball 2 foot in the net. Replay the game. What is going on? In the meantime, we will explore the range of options available given the clear need for escalation and resolution. It's a fuck up. That's what it is. It shouldn't have happened. Yes, it's disgraceful that it happened. It's a human fuck up. And they will go around trying to sort that human fuck up so it doesn't happen again. But people make mistakes in life. Simple as that. Everybody does. Football has been riddled with mistakes ever since it's been played. It will continue to be forevermore. There is no such thing as a perfect outcome. Yes, offside, draw the lines, it should be on. Made a mistake, didn't put the lines up. Miscommunication. Unacceptable, of course it is. But what is going on, honestly? You love to keep it going. Love it. I love the people getting their hopes up for a replay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Just imagine that. Just imagine saying the game's got to be replayed. Just generally think it through. Deary me. It is. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely genuinely. I love it. If I can't bear social media, but if it was designed for one thing, it was this. Beautiful. Absolutely incredible. And really, it's really interesting. I've said this before, how this word corruption has come in, that people just come in and say that it's corrupt. Nobody can make a mistake anymore. It's just corruption, football corruption. It's been absolutely proven, Liverpool have benefited more from VAR than any other team since it was introduced. And yes, it's got to be fixed. We've said it. We say it week in, week out. The subjective stuff, you know, you have different views to what they do. Takes too long. We want it speeded up. A result of it speeding up was what happened on Sunday. You know, they've just got to get a grip on it. It's the people involved. But I absolutely love it. It's beautiful. I found myself in agreement with a Tory MP. There you are, I found myself agreeing with one. I haven't actually read fully round this, I only heard it yesterday. But was it Gillian Keegan apparently is going to propose banning of phones in schools? I fully agree with it. I think they should hand their phone in when they go into registration. They can have it back at lunchtime if they want to, check any messages, but then they can pick it up at registration in the evening. No kid needs a phone in school. There's nothing that important, and you know, we managed to survive hundreds of years with schools without phones in them, or 100 odd years, 100 plus. And I just think they're a massive distraction. They're addictive, particularly with kids with TikTok and this, that, and the other. I do fully agree with that. I think it's. I just watch people, and I'm feel guilty of it myself, but I try not to be. Like for instance, now dinners and things, I don't take my phone, but I watch my boy in that when we're trying to watch a movie or whatever. And it, just a distraction. Even Sam, pick it up, you know, notification, message from Jodie, whatever it may be, picks it up, looks at it all the time, and then you're off and switched off. And you imagine that with kids, particularly with things like Facebook, TikTok, whatever it is, Snapchat, whatever else they use. I don't know any of this stuff. Yeah, fully agree with it. There you go. So that's that one. I'm going to go and wash myself. I feel all dirty. Ryder Cup was a bit of a washout, never in doubt. Highlight of the Ryder Cup is the Shane Lowry crit. Shane Lowry, easy for you to say. Shane Lowry clip. I don't know whether you people have seen it. Telling the Marshall's telling the fans to shut up, and he says to him, "You're the one making all the noise to the Marshall." It just creased me up. It was when the Marshall went, sorry. that was the clip of the Ryder Cup for me, and the old boy diving in the pool on 16, and then the clip yesterday that surfing that he got out, got halfway across the green, and they urged him to do it again, and he went and jumped in. That's what it's about: characters, people having fun. The golf itself, despite Sky desperately trying to make it sound like it was going to be interesting. Sunday pretty much played out how I thought. I couldn't see Rahm, Hovland, McIlroy all getting beat, which would have is really what needed to happen. Rahm made a great birdie up the last for the half. Hovland was just fantastic all week. Player of the Ryder Cup for me. McIlroy played really well, to be fair to him. 4 points was superb. And despite, you know, little bits of red appearing on the board, there was no way, if you know anything about golf and the Ryder Cup, there's no way that the Americans were going to literally win all those last six matches, even when they sort of got it back to one or whatever. It just wasn't going to happen. Fleetwood, superb shot to win it. And Fowler, as I said in the preview, was a weak link. I did trade my way out of my liability at the overall. Had Homer, which I'd said as best rookie. Correct score obviously went down because of Europe winning, and it was all a bit comfortable, and really all hinged on that. I know a few people mentioned in the chat, all really hinged on that Friday afternoon, Friday four ball finish from Rahm and Hovland in particular, holding those two putts. And you know, Rose, I thought he'd get it, Rose holding his putt, but that really changed the whole thing. And that was it, yeah. And Europe played well. America, poor. I mean, just Wyndham, Clark, Fowler, Spieth. I mean, Spieth, when he missed the green at 17 after Lowry had missed it. Just absolutely terrible. Awful. Some of the golf the Americans played was terrible. So it'd be interesting to see how that all shapes up over the next 2 years for team selection, and where Liv, what happens with all this Liv stuff and how that goes. It is a fantastic event. I think the last two have been a little bit dull just because of the sort of one-wayness in America. Whistling Straits, they stuffed us, and this one was never really in doubt. Hopefully we get back to some close finish Ryder Cups. But it'd be interesting to see just the dynamic of the team. I'm 100% on board with Luke Donald doing it. I don't know why we moved to... you know, you go back to the Jacqueline Gallagher days, captains did it 3-4 times. I don't know why we got away from that. I think Luke Donald was superb, and I think he should be given the chance to go to the States, if he wants to, of course, and have a go there. And it'll be interesting to say, see how the teams shape up. But all in all, pretty good. They've released a statement. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Would they have... It's just this nonsense that they're doing it for the good of football. Genuinely, it's consuming me. Either all the clubs come together or you accept the decisions and move on. But if the clubs don't want it, you know, they've all signed up to this. They've all signed up to what the exact things that they're talking about. They're acting as if they're not part of it. They have full signed up to it. You know, the laws around VAR is that the referee's decision is final. That's in the laws of the game and the VAR protocols. The match officials cannot be held liable to it. Again, that is held in the... And all Premier League clubs signed up and are bound to it. I don't even know what they need. I don't know what this escalating resolutions is. It can't lead to any action against PGMOL. It can't lead to any action against the individual referees or VAR. It can't lead to a replay. So, yeah, I don't know. It's not... Yeah, it's really interesting to see what they do. I mean, they can't do anything. It's as simple as that. But yes, what we need to do, all the clubs, not just when a bad, and this is the problem with all these things, it's when a decision goes against you, they jump up and down. And the most wrong club in decisions has definitely been Sheffield United, who got relegated when you look at it, with that goal being chalked off that was clearly in the net. You know, but there's been hundreds over the years, hundreds and hundreds. We talk about decisions every week, and we always have done. Is they come together and they either bin it, or the officials are terrible. I said that the official in the Tottenham Sheffield United game was absolutely useless. So yeah, really interesting. Interesting stuff. Right, where was I? Right, football. I was looking at the football. Sorry, I just switched off then. See what I mean? Phone went. That's what happened. See how distracted? Kids, no phones. Football. We've had a few issues this morning. Obviously, Betfair had... Or not obviously, people may not know. Betfair had maintenance overnight this morning. I've not got anything for the pod at the minute. If there is anything, I'll post it. I'm just waiting to see if we can get, obviously when it opened back up again at 8 o'clock, the prices take a while to populate, so I'm just waiting to see if that all settles down and we will get that out. And then Sam returns tomorrow. I'll be a little bit quieter. I'll be able to knuckle down and get some stuff done. I hope to be online this weekend for sure. I did the pod yesterday, mindset pod. I'll do another strategy pod later in the week. If you attended Lingfield 2022, you have had an email, or hopefully had an email, about attending Lingfield 2023. It is the 18th of November, Churchill Stakes. We have a buffet sort of dinner. We've got a private box over the finish line. Buffet dinner. There's cash bar. I bring wine, put wine on the tables. All good fun. So make sure you check that. And if anybody wants to come, we will always have spaces. There's always people who, you know, we tend to give it to people who came last year, get first dibs. We will always have spaces. If you would like to come along and meet the FTS gang, it is a fantastic day. It's one of the highlights of the year. I think people who tell you that, if you ask in the Telegram group, people who've been will tell you it's a great day. Lovely box, good location. There's a hotel at the race course. It's literally, you don't have to leave a building. You can walk through from the hotel into everything. So it... is a really good setup if you'd like to come, if it interests you. Wives as well, we have husbands and wives. Give us a shout on support at ftsincome.co.uk and we will put you on the list. And if there's spaces, then Kerry will drop you an email. That is the Churchill Stakes, 18th of November, Lingfield, first race, 11:45. Stay overnight, have a few beers, good fun. Yeah, it's a cracking day. But there you go. Right, that's it. I'm going to leave you. They've released a statement. It's brilliant. Beautiful. Right, have a lovely... It's nuts. Have a lovely day. I don't know what's going on. I had a Liverpool supporter last night. I've got to tell you this just because it made me laugh. In one of my Telegram rooms, I had a Liverpool supporter last night. I think I said to him, I think the VAR has mashed his brain. He started asking questions. It was just one of those surreal conversations. Anyone got any idea what's going on in the Torino game? Verona scored at the end of the first half. Torino played Verona last night. The game's restarted and the odds for 0-0 scoreline. Football 24 showing 0-0, but it's still 0-1 on the telly. So he's like, maybe the Betfair monkeys dozed off. I didn't think much of it. I wasn't trading the game, so I didn't pay any attention. He's then come back about 20 minutes later. This is bizarre. The game is now 1-1 on the telly, but it's still 0-0 on Betfair. So seeing that, I thought, I haven't got TNT or whatever it is. Spurs aren't in Europe. Don't need it. So I switched. I went on SofaScore. I went on FlashScore. I went on Football 24. All of them got 0-0. I put, sure you've got watching the right game. All sites have it 0-0. I said, I've not got TNT, so I can't check. He's put, that's my only conclusion. But on TV, the two teams is Torino versus Verona. He's watching a replay of a game from January, wondering why he can't trade it on Betfair. To be fair, he wasn't trying to trade it. He just said he wanted some, he called it moving wallpaper while he was preparing some work. But it was just brilliant. Just made me tickle, just the way the conversation went, because there's a couple of other people chipping in. But there you go. So he's basically watching a game. The bit I didn't understand, why you had the Betfair prices up? If you weren't looking to trade it, why would you have the Betfair prices up? But there you go. Just entertain me. Anyway, have a lovely little day. Have a lovely little day. I'll be back, probably do a strategy pod maybe Thursday. So we've done over 1.5. We've done first half 1.5s. I'll dig another one out for you and add that. Friday will be the newsletter. So Swole, I didn't win last night, depressing. Friday newsletter, and then we're into the weekend football, and I will do all that, and then we got an international break coming up. Luton Tottenham this week, another 3 points in the kicker. Beat Everton, eh? Everton must be distraught, mustn't they? Must be absolutely distraught, Everton. Get a win the week before and then go and lose at home to Luton. They are going to be right in the mix this year to go down. Right, have a love on Chelsea won a game. Well done, Chelsea. Three cheers for Chelsea, won a game of football. Pleased for you. Right, have a lovely little Tuesday, and I'll speak to you all soon.